对，我特别为着这样的安排，到主面前献上感谢。
So this time I thank the Lord for this kind of arrangement.
啊，昨天晚上我们开始这一次四次聚会的第一堂。
So last night we started the first message among the four sessions this time.
我想弟兄姊妹都，如果昨天晚上在座呢，我们都知道这一次我们是一同来思想大卫的生平。
So if you were here last night, you know that this time together we meditate upon the life of David.
我们用旧约圣经和新约圣经对大卫，神对大卫的一个见证来做主题。
So we use the Old Testament and also New Testament, how God testified for David to be this time's topic.
就是一个合神心意的人。
That is that one after God's own heart.
我们昨天稍微交通到，我们每一个蒙救赎神的儿女。
So last night we shared briefly how each one of us, God's children who are being saved.
因着耶稣基督，我们都要得着儿子的名分。
Because of Lord Jesus Christ, so we shall receive the sonship.
我们知道，我们做儿女和儿子的名分是有一点区别的。
There is a little difference for being children and or being son.
在第一世纪还有旧约时代呢，讲到做儿女和儿子的名分，人都清楚知道他们的不同。
During the first century and also in the Old Testament time, when we talk about being children or the sonship, people actually knew their difference.
我们信了主耶稣基督，从圣灵重生，我们进入神的家，就是儿女。
So after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, that we are being born by the Spirit, and we enter into God's house, that is to be His children.
但是我们在主里面，那属天的生命还是非常的幼小，可以说是一个属灵的婴孩。
But our life is still like a spiritual baby at that time.
这个婴孩呢，要长大成熟，到有一天能够承担神家业，管理神家业的责任，那个叫做儿子的名分。
And for this infant to grow and become mature and able to bear the responsibility of taking care of the inheritance of God, that is sonship.
神寻找一个合他心意的人。
God seeks after the man who's after his own heart.
是在他儿女中间寻找这样的人。
He is seeking among his children.
让这样的人，神能够在他们身上栽培、制作、建造他们。
So among those people that God is able to nourish, to work upon them and to build them up.
好叫神儿子的生命成形在这个人身上，他变成在基督里成熟的人。
So the life of God's son can be conform into this person and he becomes someone mature in Christ.
那么得着儿子的名分是什么意义呢？
So what's the meaning of receiving sonship?
就是当他达到了那个成熟的地步，父亲看这个儿子呢，就跟他自己一样。
That is when come to the maturity that when the father sees the son, then it's just like as the father sees himself.
能够和他一起谈论父亲所有的事业，他心中所有的事情。
Can discuss with the father all of father's business and all the thoughts in his heart.
所以蒙救赎的人，一面在神的家中做儿女。
So those who are saved by grace, that on the one hand they are children in God's household.
那是一个权柄。
That's a authority.
神家中一切的丰富，他给我们一切的应许，我们都可以享用。
We're able to enjoy all the riches of God's household and all His own riches.
但是当我们成熟了以后，我们就以儿子的身份来做神的仆人。
But after we become mature, we serve as God's servant, in our position.
我们以儿子的身份来做神的仆人。
So us become sons, our position is our sons to be God's servant.
所以我们昨天讲到，一个合神心意的人是关乎侍奉。
So yesterday we talked about for someone after God's own heart has to do with service.
侍奉不仅仅是今生的事情。
To serve is not just about this life.
它更是永远的事情。
But also in eternity.
它是神拯救我们、救赎我们的目的。
That's the purpose of God save us.
在神的旨意中是一件极其荣耀的事情。
And such a glorious thing in God's purpose.
他不仅得着了他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，来管理他的权业。
Not only he has received his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to reign of everything.
现在他的儿子耶稣基督，因着他的救赎，得着了众儿子。
So now his son Jesus Christ, because of God's salvation, he has gained all sons.
神制作我们与他的儿子耶稣基督一同进到荣耀里去。
So God works on us so we can enter into a glory together with his son Jesus Christ.
昨天晚上我们也讲到一个合神心意的人一生所要追求的就是要认识神的心。
And last night we shared about for someone after God's own heart, for his entire life, he has to seek to know God's heart.
从我们相信耶稣基督的第一天开始，我们就有一个态度，我要认识、明白神的心意。
From the first day we believe unto Lord Jesus, we should have the attitude that we should know and understand God's will.
我们若是认识神的心意。
If we understand God's heart,
我们一生在地上是极其有价值的。
Then our entire life will be so meaningful on earth.
我们的侍奉，我们人生一切得着的，都能够借着今生短暂的事物得着永远的价值。
Our service and everything we receive on this earth, that through the temporal things we have on earth, shall actually have a meaning in heaven.
我们要明白认识神的心。 从最基本的开始,
so we should understand to and know God's heart from the basic things.
我们知道神喜欢什么,
and we know what God likes.
神厌恶什么,
what God hates.
我能不能请弟兄姊妹和我一同复习神喜欢什么?
So may I ask brothers and sisters to reveal together with me what does God like?
昨天晚上我们读到沙漠记上15章22-23节讲到什么?神喜悦听命。 胜于献祭，顺服胜于什么羔羊的脂油。神厌恶啊，对不起。So
last night in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, it says that God delights in burn. Does God delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? And also obey is better than sacrifice.
我们再一起讲一下好吧？神喜悦听命，胜于献祭。
God delights in obeying more than sacrifice.
顺服胜于羔羊的脂油.
To hearten other than the fat of the ram.
所以主常常在我们里面向我们说话，圣灵的感动.
So Lord often speaks within us. That's the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要消灭它.
So we should not quench it.
不要不理他,
we should not ignore it.
若是我们顺服, 你就开始明白神的心了。
As soon as we obey, then we start to understand God's heart.
好, 我们再讲神所厌恶的是什么?
So what does God hate?
好, 我想弟兄姊妹可能都可以看见荧幕上，请大家读给我听好不好?
So let's read it together from the projector, please.
在沙漠记上第15章第23节。 悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜偶屈神和偶像的罪相同。For
rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
我们知道不顺服就是悖逆。Not
obeying is actually rebellious.
那么顽梗呢？有的地方讲到，就是我们很。 坚决自己的看法。Being
stubborn is that we insist on our own opinions.
有的地方把它翻成了strong will 或者翻成了这个headstrong.
Some places translate as strong will or headstrong.
啊，这个我们里面有很坚固的自己的 意见，所以神的旨意在我们身上通不过，这是神非常厌恶的。
We have such a strong will in us, so therefore God's will cannot go through us.
弟兄姊妹，
That's something God hates.
我们要认识神的心，要在这些点上面下功夫。
In order for us to understand God's heart, we should pay attention to those points.
第二个点，我们讲到认识神的心是什么，请弟兄姊妹我们一起复习一下，好不好？
So let's review what is the second point about knowing God's heart.
人看人是看什么？看外貌。
So what do men look at?
神看人的是看内心。
But God looks man inward.
所以人的眼光和神的眼光是不一样的。
So man's eyesight and God's insight is so different.
人判断的标准和神判断的标准是不一样的。
Man's standard and also Lord's standard is very different.
人看为很有价值的，在神眼中看可能毫无意义。
What man sees valuable, it might be totally meaningless in God's eyes.
那么神看为宝贵的，可能人觉得微不足道。
What God treasures might be totally despised by man.
所以我年轻的时候听见有一些认识神的人讲到。
So when I was young, I heard some of those who know God.
他说将来到天上去啊，我们可能都会吃惊了。
They say that one day when we go to heaven, we might all be very surprised.
怎么那些走在我们前面的人，都是在地上不起眼的人？
Why is that all those who are ahead of us seem that they are just not very important on earth?
弟兄姊妹们，因为神看见他们的内心。
Because God sees their hearts.
最近我在一个地方服侍，有人问我。
When I'm serving recently a place and someone asked me.
他说伯弟兄，看最近世界的光景，教会的光景，叫人呢非常的这个担忧和悲观。
As we look at the condition of the world and all those circumstances in church, it seems very disappointing.
他问了，他说你看啊，我们基督徒啊，教会今天在世界上还有没有希望？
He asked me that whether there's still hope for us Christians and church.
我跟他讲啊，外面看好像我们中国人讲的一代不如一代。
I told him that from outward it seems that each generation is declining.
我自己常常感觉呢，我现在到我这个年纪了，回想没有我以带领我的年长弟兄们，他们在我这个年纪那么成熟。
When I look at myself, I feel that at my age, I'm not as mature in spirit as those elderly brothers who take care of me.
我说呢，在外面看，好像今天叫人担忧，叫人失望。
I say that it's truly very worrying and also disappointing from the outside.
但是我说呢，我里面充满了把握。这个时代还是荣耀的。
But I say I'm full of assurance that this generation is still glorious.
因为在很多人看为不起眼的弟兄姊妹们的里面，主看见他们的心。
Because there are so many brothers and sisters who seem not as important, but Lord has seen their hearts.
当主耶稣要回来，地上有被提的事情的时候，好多不见的人呢，都是我们觉得他没什么了不起，怎么会不见呢？
As Lord comes back, and then when we see the rapture happening, many of those being raptured, we might feel that there's nothing good, great about them, why they're being raptured.
弟兄姊妹，我们要内心被神看见，不要表现外面给别人看见。
Brothers, sisters, our heart have to be seen by the Lord, and not just outwardly seen by man.
这样子，你会认识神的心。
This way you will know God's heart.
第三个点，
and third point,
我们要看见神不仅对我个人，并且对所有蒙救赎的基督徒，就是教会，有一个荣耀的旨意。
And we have to see that not just individually to myself, but God to all those who are being saved corporately, He has a glorious will.
昨天晚上我稍微提到，有的弟兄姊妹非常关心一些所谓的属灵或者教会的事工。
Last night I mentioned that there are some brothers and sisters pay so much attention to the so-called spiritual ministry in church.
比如说传福音是一个很重要的服事。
such as to share gospel is a very important service.
我们培养青少年儿童是很重要的服饰。
And also children's ministry is also a very important service.
但有时候我们因着不明白神那个最终极的目的, 我们就把这些 取代了那更大的更重要的。
But sometimes because we do not understand God's eternal purpose, therefore we use those things to replace what's the ultimate purpose.
保罗曾经说过一句话, 他说, 基督爱教会, 为教会舍己。
Paul said that Christ left the church and gave himself up for church.
我们常传福音告诉他说, 主耶稣爱你, 为你舍己。
We often told other people when we share gospel say that Lord Jesus loves you and gave himself up for you.
这个话是对的,
That's true.
但是那还不是主耶稣舍己的最大的最终极的目的。
But that's not the biggest and ultimate purpose for Lord gave himself up.
父神牺牲他的爱子是为他爱子得着心腹，那是教会。
Heavenly Father sacrificed his own son in order for his beloved son to receive the bride, that's church.
如果你我明白了这个神的心意,
if we understand this God's
will, 你仍然是一个传福音的服事的人,
you will still be someone who shares gospel.
但是你传福音是为着建造教会, 得着材料。
But the purpose for you to share gospel is to build up the church to have the material.
是把得救的人带到一起来, 让圣灵能够制作我们成为基督身体上的肢体。
To gather all those who are saved, so let the Holy Spirit can work on us to become the members of the body.
弟兄姊妹, 这是认识神的心。
Brother, sister, that's to know God's heart.
在过去历史中有好多大有恩赐, 而且工作有果效的, 侍奉主的弟兄姊妹。
In the past history, there were so many brothers and sisters who were full of the gift to minister unto God.
他们原来呢, 在他个人的恩赐的功用上面有一个很好的一个职事职分。
They do have a great function in their, they do have the great ministry in their function of serving God.
但是他们的侍奉呢却没有带进教会的实际。
But their service did not bring into a reality of church.
他这个布道家就是个布道家。
For those who were preachers, they were only preachers.
弟兄姊妹, 当主的眼睛开了，他们主开他们的眼睛， 让他们看见神的心意的时候， 他们侍奉完全不同。
So when the Lord opened their eyes, then when they see God's heart, then their service was so different.
他们就把人带到基督里面， 建造教会。
Then they bring people into Christ to build up church.
我70年代到美国,
I came to US in the 1970s.
我问过一位年长的弟兄, 他也是住在东岸的。
I asked an elderly brother who also lived in East Coast.
他曾经去过 Minneapolis, 就是, Billy Graham的总部。
He went to Minneapolis, which is the headquarters of Billy Graham.
他去访问他们, 跟他们有寻求有一点属灵的交通。
The brother visited them and shared with them.
他问了一些很 很直的问题,
he asked some very straightforward questions.
他说你们这个是一个是不是一个福音机构, 他们说是。
He asked, is this, are you the evangelical association?
你们,
they say yes.
Yeah, just a gospel 或者 evangelical institute 一个机构, 他说我们是。
Yeah, are you just the evangelical institute? And they say yes.
然后第二个问题, 他说, 那么你传福音是为着什么?
And second question, what is the purpose of sharing gospel?
啊, 他们很谦卑地说, 我们是为着基督的教会。
Very humbly they answer that it's for the Church of Christ.
这个很重要。
Brother, sister,
你我传福音是把它带进教会, 而不是带到我们自己的团契。
For us to share gospel is to bring people into church, not bring into our own fellowship.
这是认识神的心。
That is to know God's heart.
这个非常非常的重要。
And that's very, very important.
弟兄姊妹, 你我的侍奉, 将来有永远的价值, 跟我们认识神的心有关系。
Brothers, sisters, whether our service have an eternal value has to do with whether we know God's heart.
就是连服侍教会, 我们都要留意。
We even have to pay attention about serving the church.
教会不是你我的事业。
Church is not just our own business.
是神父子圣灵 他们在宇宙中最大的工作，最大的事业。
That is the greatest work and business of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你明白了主的心意，你就发现我今天能够在教会中扫扫地，就像我昨天讲的那个水泥匠，他说我是跟 Christopher Wren 同工的。
If you know God's heart, even if you just sweep the floor, and just like as I mentioned, like the mentioner I mentioned last night, that I'm co-working with Christopher Foray.
这是我自己在侍奉中接受年过去主的仆人们的教导。
And this is the teaching I have received from other brothers and sisters.
并且在自己侍奉中实际碰见主给我的一点的认识。
And also the practical trainings that Lord has taught me.
弟兄姊妹们，巴不得我们在这个世代，我们每一个人都祷告说，主啊，让我明白你的心意是什么。
How much we hope that in this generation we all pray that Lord, let us understand your heart.
照着我的生命的度量，照着我今天所在的光景，你来怜悯我。
May you have mercy upon me according to my, the capacity of my life and also my circumstances. Open my eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我要稍微讲一点点。对不起啊，我这次来跟弟兄姊妹交通谈话式的，我不是讲道。
So this time I'm just coming to fellowship with brother sister. It's not preaching.
斯百克弟兄
，Brother Spark,
T. Austin Spark,
T. Austin Spark.
他十七岁的时候在苏格兰，不是在好呀，在苏格兰的一个星期六，一个乡村的街上，听见福音得救了。
He got saved when he was 17 years old in Scotland in a countryside street.
他的父母亲是住在英格兰，就是英国的南边。
His parents live in the southern England.
那一天礼拜六了，他没什么事，他就到街上去闲逛。
So that was a Saturday and he did not have much to do, so he just stroll on the street.
有音乐的声音，他就朝着那个方向去。就看到有人在那里吹喇叭，有人在唱歌。
So he heard the sound of the music, so he went that way, and then he heard someone blowing the trumpet and also singing.
现在你到澳洲去啊，在 Sydney 有时候你还会看见这种现象。
If you go to Australia in Sydney, sometimes you still see the same thing.
那么他听了就他就想去听这个音乐，哎，没想到他们是唱诗歌。音乐完了就有一个人开始讲福音。
So he would like to just listen to music, but actually they are singing hymns. After they sang hymns, someone started to share gospel.
他就好像这个腓立比的吕底亚那个妇人一样。
So he was just like Lydia in Philippi.
那一天呢，圣灵就开他的心了，让他能明白那个人讲的是什么事，跟他很有关系。
So that day the Holy Spirit opened his heart. He was able to understand what exactly the person talked about.
他本来站在很外围，他本来站在很外围，听经历到越走越近。
So at first he stood outside, but then he draw closer and closer.
最后他就站在那个传福音人旁边啊，也举手说他说的是对的，他说的是对的，他就得救了。
So at the end, he raised up his hand and said whatever he said was right, and he got saved.
他得救了，他就照着他自己那生命的感觉来摸神的心。
So after he got saved, that based on his own feelings of his life, that he tried to understand God's heart.
他还没有好好读圣经。
He hasn't started to read the Bible.
所以那个时候他对于侍奉神呢，就有很多自己以前看见的现象，那个观念，他就认为这就是侍奉。
So then in his own mind, he had his traditional thinking about how to serve God.
有一次他做了一件事情。
And once he did something.
是不讨主喜悦。
Which was not pleasing the Lord.
他做的时候没有感觉。
When he did it, he did not feel anything.
做完了以后呢，他就日常生活继续往前。
So after he did that, he continued his life.
但那一天晚上，他像平常要跪下来亲近主的时候，主不见了。
But that night when he kneeled down just like he normally does to draw closer to the Lord, but Lord is not with him.
他怎么祷告都没有他得救平时生活中那种的真实那种的喜乐。
However, he prayed that he did not feel the joy and reality of the joy as he just got saved.
有两三天的时间，他在主面前求问，这到底怎么回事？
So for two or three days that he keep asking the Lord why.
圣灵还指明你在这件事情上面违背了。
So the Holy Spirit told him that you have disobeyed me in this certain thing.
他后来自己 在他的交通里面讲到，我开始认识我与主中间的关系是建立在他的同在上面。
So then he's writing and sharing, he starts to say that I start to understand my relationship with the Lord has to do with his presence.
主的同在，如果我得罪他，他就隐藏起来，那是很可怕的。
If I sin against the Lord, then his presence is gone, he hides himself, which that is very scary.
他说我怎么知道生命的感觉呢？是从我失败，失去了，我才知道我已经有生命的感觉。
So how do I know the sense of life is that once I fail and I lost it, then I realize what is the sense of life.
他开始知道不能逃，不能做神所厌恶的事情。
So he started to know that he cannot run away, he cannot do something that God hates.
那么他后来这个，在他爸爸把他送到苏格兰去读书的，他读完就回到英国去，英格兰去。
His dad sent him to Scotland to study, and after he finished his school, he went back to England.
他很想侍奉主，本来想要去受神学教育的，但是他没有这个机会。
He truly wants to serve the Lord, but originally he wants to go to seminary, but he did not have the chance.
他就开始认真的读圣经。
So he started to diligently read the Bible.
有一位认识他的年长弟兄告诉我呢，他自己好好的读圣经，他曾经做过 Campbell Morgan 的书记。
So some elderly brother told me that Brother Spark really diligently studied the Bible, and he actually become the recorder of Campbell Morgan.
十年之久。
For more than 10 years.
每个礼拜呢 ，Campbell Morgan 给他好几个愿意做他书记的年轻弟兄们呢，功课给他们题目。
Each week that Brother Campbell Morgan gave them the homework and all the lessons for those who would like to be his recorder.
让他们尽量去哈，去把圣经的事实找出来。
Ask them to find out as much of the facts in the Bible.
也尽量去找过去服侍主的仆人们，他们从主在这一段经文里面领会的是什么。
And also to find out what exactly are the seeing of all those who have served the Lord in this part of the verse.
到了他们聚会的时候，他们聚在一起的时候，那个房间呢，四面墙都是黑板。
So as they gather, that each wall are all blackboards.
每一个书记呢，都有一块地方把他查到的资料就写下来。
And each of the recorders write down what they have found out their research.
然后一个一个人讲。
And one by one, they gave the report.
那么 Campbell Morgan 就在底下呢，指导他们，给他们有各种的 critique.
And then Campbell Morgan taught them and gave them critiques.
所以他开始起来服侍啊，他就有很好的圣经的根基。
So when he started to serve, he has a very good foundation in the Bible.
有非常客观的事实在那里。
Have very good objective facts.
啊，所以他原来是在一个浸信会服侍。
So originally he served in a Baptist church.
他在这个浸信会服侍呢，他说那礼拜六的读查经聚会、讲经聚会啊，哇，坐满了人。
As he served in the Baptist church, that the Bible study on Saturday is full of people.
他很有恩赐，而且他对于各项的事工啊，他都非常有兴趣，非常主动去服侍。
He was truly gifted, and also he very proactively served in each of the services.
他说了一件事情。
And he said something.
到那时候他是穿牧师袍的，他没有案例，但是他自己弄了一个领子白色在前面，前都是黑色的袍子，每次讲经都穿上这个衣服。
So although he was not ordained to be a pastor, but each time he put on a robe like a pastor.
而且他有点习惯，这我记得不一定很清楚。他可能还抽烟。
And he also has the habit, maybe that I might remember wrong, but he probably smoke also.
但是他非常的做工有果效。
But his work was full of fruit.
你知道英国有一个很有名的宣教士， 叫做 Livingstone。
There was a very famous evangelist whose name was Livingstone.
我忘记他的 first name。他是当时欧洲全市巴哈管风琴音乐的权威。
I forgot his first name, but he was the first 巴哈管风琴。
这个 the organ music by Bach. He is the the interpreter for that music. 他是那么这个弟兄呢？后来因着主爱的感动，他在非洲一生做宣教士。
So because the Lord's love touched him, so for his entire life, he was an evangelist in South Africa.
当然，他比斯百克弟兄啊要早很多年。
So he was much earlier than the days of Brother Sparks.
斯百克弟兄在他二十几岁的时候啊，刚好那一年呢是这个 Livingstone 100岁的生日。
In Brother Sparks' 20th, that it was Brother Livingstone's 100 years old birthday.
他就在伦敦的基督徒各宗各派中间办了一个大的庆祝活动，把大家都联合起来啊，庆祝 Livingstone 这 100 years birthday anniversary.
So that Brother Spark united all the Christians in different denominations in London to celebrate the 100th birthday of Brother Livingstone.
照人看呢，他是一个非常成功而且有恩赐的传道人。
According to men, that he was such a successful and full of an evangelist, full of gifts.
他后来讲啊，他说那个时候我对主心意的认识，我的服事就只能到那个地步。
And later on, he said that based on my understanding of God's heart, my service was only able to be at that point.
他结婚了以后
，After he got married,
有一天呢，他在书房里面，这个邮差来了，他拿到一封信。
One day, when the postman came, when he was in his study room,
是一个邀请信。
He received an invitation letter.
某年某月某日哈，敬邀你，如果你有时间。来，我们一同来寻求主的心意。
So at certain day and time that I would like to invite you, let's seek Lord's heart together.
底下落款呢是一个姊妹的名字，叫做 Jessie Penn Lewis.
And it's from a sister's name, Jessie Penn Lewis.
她虽然没有被按牧做牧师哈，但是她有一个意念，姊妹是不能讲道的，浸信会是不让姊妹讲道的。
So even though he was not yet being ordained to be a pastor, but in his thought, he knows he in the Baptist church says that sisters cannot preach.
这个聚会没有弟兄吗？姊妹来邀请，他就把它放到一边。
So he thought that isn't there any brothers in that meeting? How come a sister invite me?
那一天
so he just left it over there.
那天到了傍晚时分呢，他的姊妹来帮他清房间，帮他收拾书桌。
So that evening, his wife came to clean his room for him.
他就拿了这个 invitation 跟他讲，说你看这里有一个邀请啊，要我去参加他们三天的特会。
And he told his wife that see this invitation letter that they invite me to join their 3 days gathering.
他说我要找一个理由去拒绝他。
He said that I have to find an excuse to reject him.
所以我已经在主面前祷告过了，如果哈。我有事我就不去，如果我没事的话，那三天我没事，那我就去。
So I pray before the Lord that if I don't have any other appointments, then I will go. But if there are any appointments set, then I will not go.
结果他的姊妹啊就很直，他说那我现在就帮你看看你的这个日程表 schedule。
So his wife was very straightforward and said that let me just take a look at your calendar schedule right now.
他看他的，你告诉我几月几号，结果他一看，你那三天没有一个聚会。
Then his wife
没事情
say that actually there's no gatherings at all for those 3 days.
他就问他姊妹，那我该怎么办？
So he asked his wife, what can I do?
他很幽默，他说你知道女人呢都是这么直的。
His wife said that women are such very straightforward.
他说呢，我姊妹就说，你不是刚讲了吗？没事你就去嘛。那你应该去啊。
So his wife being very straightforward say that, didn't you say that if you don't have any appointments, you should go, so you should just go.
他说我 eternally grateful 我的太太跟我讲的这句话。
So he said that I eternally grateful that my wife said this to me.
他真的去了。
He went.
但是他 很轻视，所以他聚会就故意晚一点到，坐在最后面。
He actually despised the meeting, therefore he purposely that he was late to the meeting and he sat at the very behind back of the meeting.
但是那一天聚会啊，主借着肯路易斯牧讲的话，就像他听福音的时候一样，扎他的心。
But that gathering, the words Lord spoke through Sister Jessie Penn Lewis really perk his heart, just like the day he got saved when he heard the gospel. Open his eyes.
他觉得信主还有这种境界。
Then he realized there's such condition of believing the Lord.
所以他全神贯注的听了，他说主的生命的灵呢，不住的临到他。
He was so focused, and he says the spirit of Lord's life keeps being upon him.
聚完会了哈，他就情不自禁的走到前面去找宾路易斯牧，他很谦卑的跟他请教：“你今天讲的东西，我想多知道一点。”
So after the meeting, he just without holding back, he went to the front to ask Sister Pat Lewis, saying that I would like to know more what you shared today.
1923年。
And that's in 1923.
他跟宾路易斯牧后来有一直到1927年四年的时间，他们在一起追求。
So together until 1927, for 4 years, he and Sister Jessie Penn Lewis together seek the Lord.
用他自己的话讲到，对他而言呢，天开了。
In his own words, it's as if the heavens opened to him.
他开始。从基督的十字架开始摸到基督的身体，从基督的身体往上看，他看见了伟大的基督。
So starting from the cross of the Christ, that he started to touch upon the body of Christ, and then he looked up and he see the greatness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我用这些例子啊，我盼望我们初信的或者年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们知道属灵的事是怎么回事。
So I use those examples and I hope that those who just believe and or those young brothers and sisters, you understand what is our spiritual thing.
救恩是丰富的。
Salvation is so rich.
你我所知道的、所经历的、所领会的，不过是一点点而已。
What we know, what we have experienced, or what we understand are just so little right now.
我们需要追求认识神的心。
We have to seek to know God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是追求认识神的心，
Brothers, sisters, if we seek to know God's heart,
我们还要爱慕并且追求自己能够成为一个合神心意的人。
We also have to have the desire and also we can become someone after God's own heart.
我想我刚才交通的把昨天晚上和大家就是稍微的提一下。
So I mentioned briefly about what was shared last night.
今天下午我们要交通了一个蒙爱的人。
So this afternoon, I would like to share about someone who's being beloved.
请我们一同读几处的经文。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
16章。
Chapter 16.
第11节到13节。
From verse 11 through 13.
我们如果可能，大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有个小的，现在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。耶西就打发人去叫了他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来膏他。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他猪胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。我们在读新约希伯来书。
Let's look at New Testament, Book of Hebrews.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第12到14节。
From verse 12 to 14.
希伯来书第五章12、14节到14节，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅， 谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。我们特别留意第十四节
后面
的一句话，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
To have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
这个心窍说到各种属灵的官能需要经过操练。
So their senses talks about all the spiritual senses need to be exercised.
能够操练你这些属灵的官能，我们开始就有分辨的能力。
In order to exercise those spiritual senses, then we start to have discernment.
我们再回到撒母耳记上。
So let's return to 1 Samuel.
我们读第16章第18到23节。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 18 through 23.
撒母耳记上16章第18到23节。
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18 through 23.
我们请大家同声的读。
Let's read it together.
其中有一个少年人说，我曾见伯利恒人耶西的一个儿子，善于弹琴，是大有勇敢的战士，说话合宜，容貌俊美，耶和华也与他同在。于是扫罗差遣使者去见耶西，说，请你打发你放羊的儿子大卫到我这里来。耶西就把几个饼和一皮带酒并一只山羊羔都驮在驴上交给他儿子大卫送于扫罗。大卫到了扫罗那里，就侍立在扫罗面前，扫罗甚喜爱他，他就做了扫罗拿兵器的人。扫罗差遣人去见耶西说，求你容大卫侍立在我面前，因为他在我眼前蒙了恩。从神那里来的恶魔临到扫罗身上的时候，大卫就拿琴用手而弹，扫罗便舒畅爽快，恶魔离了他。我们再读几节，17章
Let's look at chapter 17.
第34到36节。
Verse 34 through 36.
我们还是一起来。
Let's read it together.
大卫对扫罗说，你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中衔一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。47节，大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。扫罗对大卫说，你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。
Verse 37.
哦，对不起，我们在读45到47节。
And let's read the verse 45 to 47.
大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。 好，我们今天下午读经暂时读这么多。
So we read the scriptures up to here for now.
昨天晚上我们讲到，今天第二堂我们要交通大卫是一个蒙爱的人。
Last night we shared that for the second session today we will share about David, someone being beloved.
大卫这个名字的意义就是蒙爱的。
The definition of David's name is beloved.
一个合神心意的人。在他身上，别人可以看得出来，神的爱显在这个人身上。
For a man after God's own heart, other people are able to see that God's love is manifested upon this person.
我们知道，我们每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女。
We know that each one of us were saved by grace.
我们得救不是因为我们拣选了主。
For us being saved, not because we have chosen the Lord.
乃是主拣选了我们。
But Lord has chosen us.
不是我们自己的行为可以称义。
We are not justified by our own works.
乃是神在基督里面称我们为义。
But God in Christ Jesus justifies us.
使我们得着成圣的身份。
So we have the sanctification position.
并且我们在神的面前成了蒙爱的人。
And we become someone beloved before God.
所以在哥罗西书第三章第十二节的里面。
So in Colossians chapter 3 verse 12.
所以保在那里保罗告诉哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们。
So there Paul told the brothers and sisters in Colossians.
他说你们既是神的选民是圣洁的又是蒙爱的人。
Being therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved.
弟兄姊妹们我们若是明白我们所蒙的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, if we understand the grace we have received,
我们岂不是要常常到主的跟前来说，主，我感谢你。
Shouldn't we always come before the Lord to say, Lord, we thank you?
但是很可惜的，就是今天很多神的儿女们。
But unfortunately, today many God's children.
神在他的儿子耶稣基督里已经给了我们这一切的祝福。
That God in His Son, Jesus Christ, has already given us all of the blessings.
但是在我们的身上呢，却显不出那个圣洁蒙爱的实际。
But on us, there's no reality of us being holy and beloved.
在大卫的身上却不同。
But it's different on David.
大卫我们知道，他是一个被人所忽略的人。
David was someone being ignored by people.
好，我想大家都读了第十六章撒母耳到大卫父亲耶西的家里那个那一段的故事。
I think everybody read a story about in chapter 16 how Samuel went to David's father Jesse's house.
神告诉撒母耳说你要去膏耶西的一个儿子将来他要做以色列的王。
God told Samuel that you should go to anoint one of the sons of Jesse who will be the king in Israel.
所以耶西就把他想到的儿子们都叫了来。
So Jesse brought in all of the sons he could think of.
然后叫他每一个儿子在撒母耳面前过去，看看神是不是拣选了他们。
And asked each of his sons to go before Samuel to see if they are any of them are the God's elect.
第一个大儿子经过的时候，撒母耳看见他又高又英俊。
When first son went through Samuel, and then Samuel saw he was tall and good looking.
他想耶和华的这个受膏者就在我的面前。
So he saw the anointed one of the Lord is in front of me.
所以神告诉他说，这不是我要拣选的，人是看外貌，我是看内心。
So God told him that this is not someone I chose, as man looks the outside, but I look at heart.
这样七个兄弟都经过了，还是没有一个。
Seven brothers all passed through, but it was none of them.
撒母耳就问耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？
So Samuel asked Jesse, are he all your children?
这时候这个做爸爸的想才想起来我还有一个小儿子在旷野牧羊。
Then this father suddenly remembered, I still have the youngest son who is keeping the sheep.
所以我们说呢大卫从小就是一个被忽略的人。
So David, since his youth, was being ignored.
以色列人带孩子跟我们中国人好像不太一样。
As Israelites take care of their children are different from us Chinese.
中国人呢都重视长子，疼爱幼子。
Chinese do pay attention to the eldest one and they really care so much about the youngest.
They spoil the youngest.
They spoil the youngest.
但是以色列人呢是培养长子呢把小儿子忘记。
But Israelites, they really try to build up the elders and they ignore and forget about the youngest.
有一个熟悉以色列人生活, 他们习惯传统的, 弟兄告诉我们,
a brother who knows about Israelites' traditions and their life told me.
以色列人呢, 他们是牧羊的,
Israelites are shepherds.
啊, 每一个家庭都有羊,
each family have sheep.
当一个年轻的丈夫结婚了以后, 他 如果会牧羊的话, 他羊会增多, 他的产业就增多。
So when a young husband got married, if he's able to shepherd the sheep, then his inheritance will increase.
但是他家里如果有了孩子,
but if his family starts to have children,
如果是男孩子的话,
if they are sons,
到了大概五六岁, 这个爸爸就带着这个男孩子出去牧羊。
When the boy becomes 5 or 6 years old, then the father brings this boy to keep the sheep.
等到这孩子大概十一二岁的时候, 爸爸就可以回家做别的事, 这个孩子就来牧羊。
And when this boy grow up to 11 or 12 years old, then this father just leave him to shepherd, and then the father returns home.
如果孩子还有弟弟的话, 那个弟弟到了五六岁就跟着哥哥来牧羊。
And if this son still have a younger brother, then when the younger brother reaches 5 or 6 years old, then he just follow the older brother to shepherd.
等到他长到十一二岁了, 哥哥就毕业了, 可以回家做别的事。
Then after the younger brother grows up to 11 or 12 years old, then the older brother is able to graduate to go home.
所以七个哥哥都毕业了, 大卫没有办法毕业, 因为他没弟弟了。
So for all the 7 brothers already graduated, but David is still not able to because he has no younger brother.
他的爸爸就把他忘了,
so his father forgot about
但是这些年日成为他认识神心意的年日。
But for all those years, become the years he know God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以当大卫被领到撒母耳面前的时候,
so when David was being led before Samuel,
啊, 在这里有一点对大卫的描写,
so there's a brief description of, about David.
啊, 在这里啊, 他面色光红,
he was ruddy,
双目清秀,
and with a beautiful countenance,
容貌俊美,
and goodly to look at.
哎, 他这一站在面前呢, 神说这就是他。
And as soon as David stood there, God says, that's him.
嗯, 这就是神的眼光。
That's God's eyesight.
好, 我们知道后面的历史证明呢, 神没有看走眼。
And later history proves that God did not choose the wrong person.
今天我们有时候要判断人呢, 会看走眼。
Sometimes when we judge people today, we might be wrong.
我认识一个基督徒啊, 他在公司里面要帮公司interview人。
I know a Christian as he had to interview people in his company.
他第一次做这个事情, 当公司也给他很多的标准, 让他来选人啊。
It was his first time to interview people, although the company gave him many standards.
后来他告诉我说, 我的眼光不好。
And later he told me that I actually do not have the good eyesight.
好, 我选了一个人呢, 后来这个人给我们这一组的工作带来好多的难处啊。
I chose someone who actually gave our group a lot of difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们, 你知道我们做人眼光很重要, 对不对?
You know it's very important for our insight being people.
如果我们眼光呢, 稍微有一点的不对, 可能影响我们后面的生活非常的严重。
If our insight is not correct, it might affect greatly of our life.
那么神今天救你救我, 神有没有救错呢?
So as God has saved you and I, has he did wrong?
神的眼光永远不会错。
God's eyesight will never be wrong.
所以我们刚刚讲, 我们基督徒是蒙拣选的, 不是你我看上了主, 所以我们就信了他, 是主看上了你, 救了你。
So as I just say that Christians are being chosen, it's not that we have chosen God, but actually God has chosen us and then saved us.
我们蒙恩越久, 我们越稀奇,
the longer we got saved, the more amazed that how come the Lord saved me.
所以以前我听一些年长基督徒讲, 将来啊, 到了主面前, 我们会稀奇, 怎么你也来了, 怎么我也来了, 我们这些都不够资格的人都来了。
So I heard elderly brothers say that in the future when we see the Lord face to face, we will be amazed that how come so many are here, even though we are disqualified, but we are there.
神的眼光是没有错的,
God's eyesight never be wrong.
因为他是在他的儿子耶稣基督里拣选你和我。
Because he chosen you and me,
David,
son Jesus Christ. David here.
他被神找到了。
He's been found by God.
我们知道这是神的一个迫切的需要。
We know this is a very urgent need of God.
神找到大卫, 并不是仅仅叫他得救而已。
For God to find David, not just to have him got saved.
他已经是神的百姓。
He's already God's people.
那么神这个找, 是为着神那永远的旨意和目的。
So God's finding him is for his eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 今天在教会中, 在所有信主的人中间, 神仍然在每一个人身上找。
Do you know that among the church and among each one of us believe the Lord, God is still finding someone?
主要看看在你我身上,他通不通得过。
He would like to know whether his will can go through us.
今天在时间中, 他能不能得着你和我, 能够 达到他要我们达到的度量。
Today in time, is he able to gain you and me to reach the capacity that he would like us to achieve?
大卫被神找到了。
So David is being found.
我们读大卫一生的生平, 我们知道他并不比你我好。
As we read David's entire life, we know that he's not better than you and I.
他的遭遇也并不见得比我们中间有一些顺利的人更好。
And his circumstances might not be better than those of us who have a smooth life.
但是神在那个世代对着他百姓的心意, 大卫能够把他成全。
But David was able to fulfill God's will upon his people in that generation.
这证明神的眼光是对的。
It proves that God's eyesight is right.
弟兄姊妹, 我们何等需要 明白神的眼光。
Brothers and sisters, how much we have to understand God's eyesight.
好, 我们刚刚已经讲到, 神的眼光是看人的内心。
And we already mentioned that God's sight is to look at man's heart.
那么这一天呢, 大卫站在撒母耳的面前, 他的容貌把他的内心反映出来了。
So as David stood before Samuel, his appearance reflects his heart.
这边简单的用三个点哈, 来描述大卫站在人面前的容貌。
It simply used 3 points to describe David's appearance before man.
第一个说他面色光红。
First, he was ruddy.
啊, 这个面色光红啊, 啊, 我们讲是不是气色很好啊。
Ruddy might be that his face kind of shines, looks good.
其实原来的意思就是晒得红彤彤的。
That his face seems red.
啊, 因为他天天在旷野牧羊。
Because he was always in wilderness, so his face is tanned.
羊在吃草的时候, 他没有打个伞, 他还是坐在那里晒太阳。
So when the sheep are on the pasture, that he did not just open an umbrella, and he still was under the sun.
晚上呢, 他还要守住羊。
At night, he still had to keep the sheep.
你知道月光也会把人晒黑的。
Moonlight might still tan people.
他的皮肤啊, 一看就是一个乡下的做粗工的粗活的人。
So from his skin, we can tell he's someone from the countryside and do a lot of labor.
这个 ruddy 这个字哈。
So this word ruddy.
你知道，在美国有一个词称呼一种人，我不晓得在 New Jersey 你们知不知道，叫做 redneck。
In English terms, there's a word redneck.
你知道是中西部那些种玉米田的农夫，他们天天在田里面耕作，这个背朝天的，所以这个脖子就晒得红红的，而且都是皱纹，那个叫 redneck. 大卫就是这个样子。
In Midwest, there are all the farmers as their necks is always toward the sun, so they are being called the rednecks.
他面色光红，因为他饱经风雨。
His face is ruddy because he's full of he's gone through the sunshine and also all the wind.
但是他很健康,
but he's very healthy.
里面的生命健康是经过环境的考验和煎熬。
In order for the inner life to be healthy, he has to go through all the trials of circumstances.
他很小就开始独立的来依靠主。
He has become very dependent on the Lord since he was very young.
我们不晓得他第七个哥哥啊比他大几岁。
We don't know how much older is the seventh brother of him.
但是我们可以猜想，他大概十二岁的时候，他的哥哥就离开他了。
So we can guess that maybe when he was 12 years old, his older brother left him, so he was alone in the world.
直到他瘦高的时候, 那时候他大概呢, 是 17岁,
in,
是个少年,
until he was anointed, it might be that he was 17 years old, he was still a teenager.
所以至少有五年的时间, 神把他单独的放在旷野跟羊在一起。
So for these 5 years, God put him alone in wilderness to be with sheep.
你知道摩西几岁牧羊呢？
How old was Moses?
40岁才去牧羊,
that he was 40 years old when he kept the sheep.
但是大卫呢, 从大概5岁开始, 牧羊, 12岁开始, 单独的承担这个责任, 一直到17岁。
But David, he started to keep the sheep when he was 5 years old and start from 12 years old until 17 years old. He independently bear this responsibility. So the lessons that Moses started to learn after he was 40 years old, David has started to learn since he was 5 or 6 years old.
这个造成他外面有一个光红的一个外表。
So this caused his face is red.
弟兄姊妹, 先知耶利米书里面, 先知有一句话说, 人在幼年负恶, 这原是好的。
In Prophet Jeremiah's book, he said that it is good for a man to bear the yokes when he was young.
我们有一点教会生活, 你可能有这种经历。
If you have some church life, you might have such experience.
有时候碰到一些弟兄姊妹, 忽然碰到一个很特殊意外的事情。
For sometimes some brothers and sisters suddenly encounter some accident.
弟兄姊妹就迫切地来依靠主,
so then brothers and sisters urgently seek after the Lord.
但是他们好像找不到主。
But they might not able to find the Lord.
我碰见有一, 我们有一个姊妹,
I,
那一年她36岁。
We have a sister among us, she was 36 years old.
她的姐姐很爱她, 从远东来看望她。
Her older sister loved her very much and visited her from far east.
啊, 她姐姐下了飞机就重感冒。
And as soon as her older sister get off the plane, she had a very serious cold.
到了她家第二天,
and the second day when she arrived,
就不行了, 送到医院, 进到加护病房, 就昏迷。
And she actually got sent to ICU and become unconscious.
我们迫切地为她祷告, 我们姊妹呢, 他后来流着泪跟主说, 主啊, 我到36岁才学我小时候就应该学的功课。
We earnestly, urgently pray for her sister, and our sister say that, Lord, I start to learn this lesson since I'm 30, until I'm 36 years old, which I should learn when I was young.
弟兄姊妹, 也有一些年轻的孩子。
And there are also some young children.
我们聚会有一位小姊妹。
We have a young sister among us.
她今年要高中毕业。
She will graduate from high school this year.
在5年前。
5 years ago.
一个晚上, 他们打电话给我, 我去到她家, 她的父亲倒在地上。
One night they called me and I arrived at her home. Her father was on the ground.
她母亲在招呼, 她就去招呼她幼小的弟弟。
So as her mother was taking care of the father, she went to take care of her young brother.
那时候她才13岁,
she was only 13 years old.
但一个晚上, 这个女孩成熟了。
But just one night that the sister became mature.
她现在是我们教会有时候司琴,
she serves as pianist in our meeting. She's very good. Brothers and sisters.
有的时候环境临到我们, 是让我们依靠主。
When circumstances encounter us, that is for us to rely on the Lord.
你靠上主的时候, 你的生命里面就有力量。
As soon as you are able to rely on the Lord, then there is power in your life.
所以有的时候在教会生活, 一件事情在这个人身上非常平静, 在那个人身上大起大落。
So sometimes in church life, we see that when this same thing happened to a certain person, it seems very calm. This person still remains calm. But when it happened to a different person,
this person being
impacted. Then you were able to see his inner life.
是否真正的他跟主之间有过亲密的关系?
Whether this person has an intimate relationship with the Lord.
他经过环境的考验, 所以他出来面色光红。其实再讲的话就是晒得通红土里土气，这就是大卫，神看中他了。
He has gone through the trial of all the circumstances, so therefore his face is red, but actually he's still a country boy, but God has chosen him.
我去一个地方服侍,
I went to serve a small gathering. Most of those gathered there are PhD students.
或者有高学位的在工业界工作的弟兄姊妹,
or those brothers and sisters with highly educated and they have a high position.
但是他们介绍我, 他们的一位负责弟兄, 他的名字也很土, 叫做大宝。
But as they introduced me, one of their responsible brothers, even his name seems really nothing. He's someone as a worker.
外表看真的就是面貌光红, 土里土气的。
And from his appearance, he is truly with red face and seems not important.
但他祷告谈到主的时候,
but when he prayed, when he talked about the Lord, it's as if the Lord is right here.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
他从小信主,
because as soon as he believed the Lord, he started to rely on the Lord.
每一个苦难都成为他跟主交通的机会。
Each of the suffering he went through become the fellowship opportunity for him with the Lord.
每一个难处成为他向人见证我的主是活神的机会。
And each difficulty become the opportunity he's able to testify to people that my Lord is the living Lord.
大卫17岁受膏。
David, as he was anointed when he was 17 years old, already have those experiences.
第二个, 讲到他双目清秀,
and the second thing is talking about he has beautiful countenance.
有一个姊妹跟我讲, 她说主好像都喜欢漂亮的。
A sister told me it seems like Lord likes someone who's good looking.
我说这个双目清秀, 原来不是那个意思。
Actually, this beautiful countenance is, does not mean that.
她讲到 大卫双目清秀啊，我讲是他的两个眼睛有神。
As he talks about beautiful countenance, is his eyes are
single.
His eyes are single.
你知道有些人啊，很聪明的，你跟他讲话，他的眼睛游移不定的。
You know that someone,
因为他心里不知道在转什么东西了。
You know that someone might be smart, but when you talk to him, his eyesight is not.
或者根本不看你。
And he keeps thinking of different things. I might not even look at you.
大卫出来的时候, 你可以感觉这个人呢, 非常笃定。
But when David comes out, you find confidence in him.
那是主很重视人的眼睛。
And Lord really pays attention to one's eyes.
因为眼睛反映你的心。
For eyes reflect our heart.
一个人的心清澈。
When one's heart is pure.
单纯,
and single.
专一,
to be single.
他的眼睛就有神。
And then his eyes will be single.
一个人呢,世故, 你就看见他的眼睛呢,是不看人的。
When one is mixed with all the different thoughts, then you will find that his eyesight is not focused.
在教会生活里面呢, 我们的眼睛反映出我们属灵的光景。
So in church life, our eyes reflect our spiritual condition.
所以我们看见呢, 在这里讲到这个, 啊, 大卫啊, 他注视人的时候,
so it talks about when David looks at people, we can find he's sincere.
另外一面呢, 我们看见他心里面, 他看见的不是人, 他是透过基督来看人, 透过神来看人。
And also in his heart, he do not see man, but he sees man through God.
他也不是看事情, 他透过他的神来看事情。
And he does not just look at things, but he looks at things through God.
等一下我们要稍微讲到这些具体的事实。
Later, we will talk about all the facts.
然后他讲到他的容貌俊美。
And goodly to look at.
弟兄姊妹, 是不是如果我们生来有一点残疾了, 神就看不上我们。
Is it that if we have certain shortness or handicaps, is that God does not look at us?
原来的意思不是这样。
It does not mean this.
啊，他这达比弟兄有一个翻译啊， 很古的英文, 但是很有意思, 他叫做 goodly to look to.
Brother Darby translates in Old English, says goodly to look at to.
啊，这中文怎么翻呢？ 我思想了很久。
I thought for a long time how to translate that into Chinese.
我说大卫这个人啊, 虽然年轻一个17岁的少年人, 站在面前耐看,
For David is so young as a 17-year-old, but he's very, if you look at him for a long time, that you still feel good to look at him.
对, 这个耐看呢就是 good to look to.
So,
你越看呢, 诶, 越好。
So the longer,
第一眼没什么。
The longer you look at him, the more you feel he's good to look to.
弟兄姊妹, 你我耐不耐看?
So are we good to look to?
所以很多太太说, 我看走眼了。 第一眼看他不错, 结婚看越久越不行了。
So many wives,
因为他认识我的个性, 我的坏习惯, 通通显出来了。
Many wives might say that I look at my husband wrongly. The longer I know him, the more I realize I'm wrong.
但是大卫在这些点上显出他里面生命的操练。
But David, through those points, it revealed all the exercise of his life.
所以我刚才我们读希伯来书讲到, 我们需要脱离了婴孩的阶段, 我们要操练, 长大成熟。
So the book of Hebrews talks us that we should depart from the being base and we should grow up.
我们需要有 属灵的操练, 操练我们的心窍。
We should have spiritual exercise to exercise our senses.
啊, 属灵的事情, 啊, 是可求不可遇的。
Spiritual things are something we can seek after, but we cannot just expect we will encounter.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 很多时候, 啊, 基督徒的生活是认为呢, 是可遇不可求的。
Often, Christian life, we are being thought as that we would just encounter things and we cannot see God.
你看他遇见了, 他多幸运主, 多爱他, 但是我不可能的。
Look at that person, that how much Lord loves the person, but for me, it's not possible.
如果你我存着这个心态, 我们永远不会去属灵的操练。
If we have such attitude, then we can never have spiritual exercise.
我们要操练。
We have to exercise.
你知道, 跟我们中国教会非, 中国弟兄姊妹非常有关的一个主的仆人戴德生。
Brother Hudson Taylor, who is very much close relationship with his Chinese brothers and sisters.
他从小就在敬虔的家庭被养育长大，但是他没有重生。
He's been nourished up in since he was very young in a very godly family, but he was not yet born again.
他什么都照着妈妈教导做，但是等到他大了以后，他想我要过我自己的生活。
He did everything according to what his mom taught him to, but after he grew up, he would like to live out his own life.
他以为他的母亲不知道他属灵的光景。
He thought his mother did not know his spiritual condition.
其实他的母亲清清楚楚知道。
Actually, his mother clearly knew.
他母亲不住地为他祷告。
And his mother, without ceasing, prayed for him.
他大概在17岁那一年，他离开家出去。 住了很长一段时间。He
left home by himself around 17 years old.
但是他母亲跟他妹妹从来没有停止为他得救祷告。But
his mother and his younger sister never ceased to pray for his salvation.
有一天呢，主临到他，他重生了，他就想我要回家去。One
day the Lord came upon him and he got saved and then he thought I should go home.
他说我回去不要跟我妈妈讲我身上跟主之间发生了什么事情。
He thought that when I go home, I would not tell my mom what happened to me with the Lord.
他妈妈很高兴他回家。
So his mother was so happy he came home.
他妈妈也不说话。
His mother also did not speak.
一起吃饭，一起祷告。
They had meals, they prayed together.
最后他耐不住，他妈妈，你看我有没有一点不一样呢？
So finally he asked his mother, "Do you feel something different about me?"
他妈妈说，你当然不一样了，你重生了。
His mother said, "Of course you are different.
你怎么知道呢？"
You are born again. And he said, "How do you know?"
他母亲说：“我跟你妹妹祷告的时候，主早就告诉我。”And
his mother said that when my sister, when your sister and I pray for you, Lord has already told us.
主也告诉我们你要回来。And
the Lord told us you will come back.
他从那一天开始，他立志，他要到中国去救人的灵魂。And
from that day, he set his heart that he should go to China to save the soul.
但是他感觉自己属灵上是个婴孩，年幼的。
But he felt he's such a babe.
他根本比不上他的妹妹，他妹妹已经走了好长一段路了。He
could not compare to his younger sister.
所以他在主面前说：“主啊，教我操练信心。”So
he told the Lord, "Lord, teach me to exercise my faith."
我们知道，戴德生呢，到中国带给中国极大的祝福。
Hudson Taylor went to China and brought a lot of blessings to China.
真正中国的信徒，如果没有信心，都不叫信徒，对不对？
For all those believers in China, without faith, they should not be called.
你可以用道理，可以用文化，用活动把人弄来，但是不是神的儿女。
You can ask people to come, use all the teachings or different activities, but they are not truly God's children.
必须要一个有信心的人，把信心种子种在别人心中。
Have to be someone with faith to sow the seed of faith in people's hearts.
如果今天时间不够哈，我没有关系，等下讲不完，下一堂再讲。
As my time is not enough, but if I can't finish, I'll continue next session.
那么戴德森在这个点上许多的操练。
So Hudson Taylor has much exercise at this point.
有一次，啊，他后来为了预备装备自己出去服侍主，他就去做医生的学徒。
Once for him to equip himself to serve the Lord, therefore he became the disciple of doctors.
那个 apprentice.
Apprentice.
那个老医生呢，很健忘，就是事情。医病很好，但对于事情呢，常常忘记，就是发薪水。
The doctor is good in treating patients, but he's very forgetful in other things, such as giving out the payroll.
他每个礼拜六下班的时候，那个医生呢，就应该把这一个礼拜的薪水给他，就是他下个今天晚上下个礼拜的生活费。
The doctor is supposed to give out the salary to Hudson Taylor on the Saturday before they get off work.
那么戴德森跟主说，主啊，我要学习，我只向你要，绝不把需要告诉你。
Then Hudson Taylor told the Lord that I'm learning that I just ask from you, but I don't tell other people my needs.
包含我的老板，他该发我薪水，但是我也不提醒他说你还没发我薪水。
Including my boss, I would not remind him that it's time for him to give me my salary.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个操练，不容易。
Sisters, it's not an easy exercise.
有时候他到礼拜六啊，他就格外殷勤，希望他老板看见了，说今天该发薪水。结果他老板说你很好 ，Goodbye, have a nice weekend. 就回家了。
Sometimes on Saturdays, he's even more diligent at work.So he expects his boss to see it's time for salary, but sometimes his boss just say bye, have a good weekend.
他回家怎么办呢？跪下说：“主，我感谢你，你是我丰富的供应。”
After he went home, he kneeled down to say, "Lord, thank you.
操练信心。
You are my fullness of provision." That's his exercise of faith.
他已经口袋没有钱了，他相信他的主。
He actually have no more money, but he trusts his Lord.
他就经历许多的事情。
He experienced so many things.
有的时候他接到一个电汇说有人会这么多钱给你。
Sometimes he receives a telewire to say that certain person wire so much money to you.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要抓住机会，在各方各面来认识我们的主。
So brothers and sisters, today we have to take hold of opportunity. In each kind of aspect, we have to know our Lord.
你我遇见难处，我们是向人诉苦吗？
Do we just complain to man when we face difficulty?
还是你到主面前说，主，我感谢你，这个难处做我的食物，让我吃下去。
We go to the Lord to say, Lord, we thank you. This become my food. Let me just take it.
好叫我属灵生命健壮起来。
So that my spiritual life can be strengthened.
大卫那五年的时间在旷野，主就这样训练他。
For David in of 5 years in wilderness, Lord has trained him this way.
所以等到扫罗有需要的时候，忽然有一个跟他一起牧羊的少年人说，我认识一个人，就是耶西的儿子，他是怎样怎样怎样。你看那边呢，至少有七个点讲到他操练的事情。
So when Saul has the need and someone that shepherded the sheep together with David mentioned that I know someone who's the son of Jesse and who are so and so, there were at least 7 points talk about how David was exercised.
借着这些操练呢，从别人身上，别人可以从他身上看见他是一个蒙爱的人。
Through all those trainings and exercises, other people are able to see that David is someone beloved.
因为他跟神之间因着依靠而产生一个非常亲密的关系。
Through dependence on the Lord, then David has a very intimate relationship with God.
戴德森弟兄在很年轻的时候就去了中国。
When Brother Hudson Taylor was very young, he went to China.
他大概30岁左右, 有一次, 他为着来邀请 爱主弟兄姊妹一起到中国去宣教，他到美国来有一次的访问。
When he was about 30 years old, he came to visit the States to invite all the other brothers and sisters to go to China together.
他经过中西部, 就美国所谓的在 Heartland, Bible Belt, 都是爱主的居民在那里。
He went to Midwest, which is the Heartland Bible Belt. There were all those who loved the Lord there.
有人就邀请他去参加一个刚要结束的一个基督徒的夏令会。
So someone invited him to attend a summer Christian summer retreat, which was about to end.
他这么年轻，也不是讲员。
He was very young and also not
speaker,
but he was a guest.
所以他们就邀请他说，等一下在聚会结束的时候，请你祷告。
So they invite him to pray at the end of the gathering.
他心里面充满了感谢，要他讲道，他讲不出来。
And his heart was full of thanksgiving. He could not really share any preaching.
他说，但是跟神说话。 对他来讲太熟悉了。But
he was so familiar with talking to God.
在他传记里面那些参加聚会的人说，这个年轻人大家都不认识，而且一口是英国口音。And
in the biography that those who attend the gatherings did not know Hudson Taylor at all, and he was with English accent.
大家闭上眼睛祷告，神的爱、神的能力、圣灵的同在，像瀑布一样从天上浇下来。
But as soon as they closed their eyes to pray, that God's love, God's power, and also the presence of Holy Spirit poured down like waterfall, then everybody was quickened.
他们发现这里有一个人认识他的神。
Then they found there's this man that he knows his God.
这里有一个人把神的同在带到我们中间。
And there's this man bring down the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，大卫。 那些年间，人忘记他，他好像是一个隐藏的人，但是在神的眼中清清楚楚。
In those years of David, although people forgot about him and he's as if being hidden, but before God, God knows him clearly.
我们看一下这个少年人怎么介绍大卫。
So let's look at how this young man introduced David.
第16章第18节。
Chapter 16, verse 18.
我曾见伯利恒人耶西的一个儿子，第一个善于弹琴。
First of all, he said, I have seen son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing.
我看我们有些年轻人善于弹琴。
I do see some young people here that they are good at
playing. 每次看见他们有琴，我就希望他们弹一首给我听。
Whenever I see there's piano, I hope they can play for me.
他们大卫弹的琴是很小的，像 harp 一样的。
The instrument David plays is like harp, like banjo.
是抱在怀中。我住的那个地方有很多这个 Spanish speaking 的人。
There are many Spanish speaking people at where I live.
我们聚会呢，下午也跟另外一个 Spanish group 的弟兄姊妹，让他们用我们的场地。And
we also let a Spanish group brothers and sisters to use our gathering place.
他们大人小孩都善于弹琴。And
all of them From adults to children, they know how to play.
我看他们打工都是很辛苦的人，但他们一下班做两件事，一个是去运动，另外一个就是弹琴唱歌。They
might be hard working at part times, but after their work, they always go for one is exercise and the other one is playing the instrument and singing.
大卫善于弹琴呢，是指着什么说的呢？
So what does it mean about David is good at playing?
他会赞美神。
He praises God.
他在旷野里面看不见人，就看见羊，看见石头，看见草地。In
wilderness, he sees nobody, but he only sees stones or pastures or sheep.
但是透过这些环境，他看见了造物的主。But
through all those situations, conditions, he sees the God who creates all things.
所以我们昨天讲诗篇第八篇呢，很可能就是他做牧童那时候经历后来写的诗。
So yesterday we mentioned Psalm 8 might be his experience when he was young as a shepherd boy, his experience, and he wrote the psalm.
他说，我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其的美。
He said, how beautiful your name is, O God.
他看见神所铺张的穹苍所安置的馨素。 他就说这显出你的荣耀来。
And all the expenses and the stars God has set reveal God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学会唱歌。
Brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to sing.
不是说你要学唱声乐。
Not to learn singing.
当有人呢有兴趣学一学是好的。
Of course, it would be good if you are interested and learn.
但是基督徒啊，应该是会唱歌的人。
But for Christians, should be someone can sing.
唱什么歌呢
？What kind of song?
唱我主耶稣羔羊的歌。
To sing the song of Lamb.
我们会唱新歌。
And we can sing the new song.
就你要生活中去经历主。
So you have to experience the Lord in your life.
我到大陆去啊。
When I go to China.
啊，那边弟兄姊妹啊，唱歌我每次都会笑，因为他们唱歌五音不全。
For the brothers and sisters, they are singing out of tune.
带头唱的人唱错，全体都唱错。
When someone leads, sing it wrong.
声音大的人唱错，全体都跟着唱错。
Then everybody sing it wrong.
当他们唱的时候，那个陶醉啊，那个享受啊，你我是不容易经历的。
But they truly enjoy it so much, and they really sing out from their heart.
我很羡慕他们。
I'm so envious of them.
我耳朵受过一点音乐训练，所以我听他们唱，我会笑。但我心里面非常羡慕他们。
I have gone through some musical training, so I might laugh at them. However, I truly envy them.
弟兄姊妹，你跟主之间有没有歌呢
？So do you have a song with the Lord?
我知道一些老练的弟兄姊妹，他们唱诗歌像吃饭一样，像吃糖一样，慢慢的嚼。
I know some experienced brothers and sisters when they sing hymns, it's as if they are eating candy. They chew it very slowly.
有人曾经问过 Billy Graham 弟兄。
Someone asked Brother Billy Graham.
你一生唱过很多诗歌吗？他说对。
Have you sing a lot of hymns your entire life? He said yes.
你最喜欢的是哪一首
？What is your favorite hymn?
我不要问你啊，请你问自己。我有没有一首最喜欢？从头到尾我都会背，而且都是我心里面的经历。
I'm not asking you, but asking myself that do I have my favorite hymn that I can memorize everything and that's my experience.
那是我跟主的故事。
That's the story between me and the Lord.
有人真的去问过。
Someone truly asked Billy Graham.
你知道 Billy Graham 毫不思索。
And without hesitation.
就是我们中文诗歌里面，他是一切最亲。我所一切最爱。
And that's our hymn he says, He's the dearest of all.
你知道，我们这本诗歌集以为是中国弟兄写的，其实这是一首英国诗歌。
Actually, this hymn we thought it might be written by Chinese, but actually it's written by an English brother.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹也是你的诗歌，你会背的。
I trust that's also your hymn and you can memorize it.
我缺乏的时候，我就唱这首诗歌，说缺乏之时。你是我的预备。
And whenever I'm in need,
我就走出去，坦然地面对缺乏。
Whenever I'm in need, I sing this hymn that you are my provision, and then I just face this need.
他是我的预备。
He's my provision.
有人问斯百克弟兄，你最爱的是哪一首？他也毫不思索，我有一首。
Someone asked Brother Austin Spark that which hymn is your favorite hymn, and without hesitation, he said, "Yes, I have one."
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
That is, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
转眼注视耶稣。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
等一下，下一堂我要唱一首歌给大家听。
So next session, I will sing a hymn to everyone.
那首歌是一个弟兄非常喜爱的。
And that's one of the brothers' favorite.
我年轻的时候有人介绍给我，也变成我非常喜爱的。
When I was young, someone introduced the hymn to me, become one of my favorites.
我们要学习做一个会赞美、会感恩，变成我们的歌的一个基督徒。这个是操练。
We have to learn to exercise to be a Christian that we can sing and also praise and thank the Lord.
我耽误大家吃饭的时间一点，好不好？等一下吃快一点。
I will.
所以我把这几个点讲完。
I will take up a few of your dinner time, but I'd like to finish the.
第二个，他讲了，他是大有勇敢的人。
Secondly, you talk about that he's a mighty man.
啊，是他是一个 valiant man.
He's a valiant.
A mighty man 也可以讲。他，你知道。人的勇气哈，有一种是人天生的胆量。
So for
勇气啊，这个brave。
For one being brave,
bravery,
for one's bravery, that some of those might be from one's own
natural courage.
Natural courage.
我们天然的胆量,
or natural courage.
但是这里讲到的不是,
but here does not.
因着他学会依靠主, 他信心中就有胆量,
because he learns to depend on the Lord, therefore in his faith, he's brave.
所以在希伯来书的作者在第三章讲, 你们若把可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底, 你们就是神的家了。
So in Book of Hebrews it talks about in chapter 3 it talks about if you continue to be assured with your bravery and also hope, then you are the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫哈。 他因着经过很多的环境，他依靠主，他的信心是活泼的。
For David goes through so many circumstances and he learns to depend on the Lord, therefore his faith is alive, living.
这个信心是建立在神自己和神的话语上面。
And this faith has a deep foundation of God himself and God's word.
所以他认识神的名。
So he knows God's name.
你看他面对哥利亚的时候，他能跟哥利亚说：“你来是靠铜基。” 靠你的刀枪,
so as he faced Goliath, he's able to tell Goliath that you come with your spear and sword.
我来是奉我们万军之耶和华的名,
and I come in the name of the living God, the God of hosts.
弟兄姊妹，主的名在他的身上啊，是一个非常具体、非常有用的一个兵器。
The name of God on David is a very practical and also powerful
weapon. 好，弟兄姊妹，这是他的经历, 他曾经操练过。
That's his experience and he has exercised.
在教会生活里面, 应该很多这种的经历。
So in church life, we should have such experiences.
我如果要讲见证的话, 我们今天就不要吃饭了。
If I share about those testimonies, then we won't even have dinner.
弟兄姊妹, 你要认识主的名啊。
You should know the name of God.
主，你奉主的名祷告, 事情要发生的。
When you pray in the name of the Lord, then things will happen.
那为什么有的人祷告, 事情发生, 为什么我祷告不发生呢?
But why is it that when someone pray in the name of the Lord, that things happen, but when I pray, that nothing happens?
不是主不爱我,
it's not that Lord does not love us.
因为我的信心不会用,
because I do not know how to use my faith.
我们需要在这些点上有一点 操练,
we have to exercise in those points.
然后他讲他是一个战士,
and he's a man of war.
Of war, 就告诉我们他是刚强的,
and he's strong.
你看他要去跟扫罗讲说, 我可以出战,
and
他一点都不怕。
He was not in fear when he went to tell Saul that I'm able to go fight.
因为呢, 他说这个人是未受割礼的。
Because he said this person is uncircumcised.
可见在他身上, 他胜过他的肉体。
So, on him that he overcome his flesh, he's circumcised.
弟兄姊妹, 你我有没有肉体呢?
Do we have flesh?
我昨天晚上稍微提到一点,
last night I mentioned briefly.
我们有的认为呢, 那些不好的我都对付掉了, 那些好的我留下来还可以为主用呢。
Some of us feel that we are being dealt with the bad things on our flesh, and the good ones we can keep.
通通都要对付掉。
Not so, we should all be dealt with.
弟兄姊妹们, 这样你就会成为一个刚强的人。
Then we can become someone who's strong.
我们要胜过那恶者，那恶者就是专门控告人、试探人、引诱人的。
We have to overcome the evil one, which condemns us, also tempts us, and
好，我们每一个人在不同的年龄、不同的环境，都有各种的，我们需要胜过的。
And there are different things in different age and different circumstances which we need to overcome with.
我想这些都是大卫早年他在神面前牧羊的生活操练。
And those are all the exercises that David went through in his early days.
接下去他在说他说话合宜。
And also he was prudent in matters.
他不是一个演说家，不是那个合宜。
It's not that he's a good preacher.
我们知道说话在做人来讲是最难的一件事情。
It is very hard to talk as some people.
所以雅各说，一个人呢，如果在言语上完全，他就是完全人。
So James says that if someone is perfect in speaking, then he's a perfect person.
我们今天要对一个人说话，能够达到说话的目的吗？
So when we speak to someone, are we able to achieve our purpose?
一个好的话, 啊, 圣经上讲, 像金苹果落在银网子里一样, 不掉在地上,
The Bible says that good words are like gold apple that's in the net. It will not fall on the ground.
所以我稍微快快讲一点, 我们对人说话, 第一个要认识说话的对象是什么?
When we speak to people, first of all, we have to know who we are talking to.
啊, 如果他是一个比我年长的人, 我说话呢, 我要合乎我的身份。
If he's older than me, then when I speak, I have to make sure I suit my position.
还要知道他听话的心情是什么。
And also have to understand how he feels when he listens.
很多时候我们说的诚实话呢，却把人伤了。
Sometimes our honest words might hurt people.
啊，有的做父母亲的要教孩子，结果孩子以后对父母亲关门了，根本不理你，根本不听你。
Sometimes when parents would like to teach their children, but then the children just close up to parents.
父母是爱，是直，是急。
Parents do love, they are straightforward, and they are very in a hurry, but they cannot reach the result.
所以好的话,先要认识你说话的对象。
So in order to speak good words, you have to know the object of your speaking.
好的话,也要重视你说话的时机。
And also good words have to find a good timing.
不该说的时候,不要去说。
When it's not the right timing to say it, don't say it.
有一些有学习的弟兄姊妹啊, 为了要帮助一个人，他等了10年才说那句话。
So when some brothers and sisters who have learned that in order for them to help someone, they waited for 10 years to share with them.
那是何等样的力，里面的力量能够约束自己，不说不急。
How great is the power within to hold them so they are not in a hurry?
然后你说的时候还要这个内容，内容，content.
Okay. And also the content of your words.
大卫，你去读他的生平，他怎样跟扫罗说话，怎样跟别人说话，这些都是圣经教导我们属灵操练的功课原则。
And when you see the life of David, how he talked to David and how he talked to others, all those are the principles of spiritual exercise.
今天人与人中间多少的难处、误会，都是从话语出来。
So many difficulties and misunderstandings between people is out of what we said.
所以他在17岁啊，一个乡下的土里土气的牧童啊，能够说话合宜，那真是他会祷告。So
for a 17-year-old shepherd boy from countryside, that he was able to speak prudently, that is truly he knows how to pray.
一个会对神说话的人，才会对人说话。
For someone knows how to speak to God, then he's able to speak to man.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样的？
Isn't that so?
我很羡慕一些国内弟兄姊妹。
I really envy some brothers and sisters from China.
我有一次参加一个聚会，有一个弟兄祷告。
I attend a gathering. A brother prayed.
他祷告哈，我就张开眼睛看了，这个人大概是个 PhD 吧。
As soon as he prayed, then I opened my eyes and I thought this person probably is a PhD.
就看他祷告啊，那种沉醉在主的同在里面，真是土里土气的样子。
But then when I saw he was so immersed in the presence of the Lord, he seems
后来我就请教他们那边熟悉的弟兄，我说这个弟兄讲话怎么那么美啊？
Then I asked some brother, how come this brother prays so beautifully?
结果一个熟悉的弟兄告诉我说，他小学都没毕业了。
Then a brother told me that he hasn't even graduated from elementary school.
但是他待人接物啊，这个弟兄。 我的印象非常非常深刻。
But I have a deep image about him, impression about him as he talks or his relationship with men.
请原谅我，不是要扫我们在北美弟兄姊妹的兴啊。
Do forgive me that I'm not trying to disappoint.
北美弟兄姊妹头都很大，脚都很小。
All those brothers and sisters in United States.
我们生命的操练太缺乏了。
We do not have enough exercising life.
We need
Lord's have be mercy upon us.
要实实在在的,
be,
从自己身上开始,
we should really start from ourselves.
然后讲到他容貌俊美,
and he's a comely person.
这个容貌俊美啊, 达比有一个翻译就是, 他在的时候, 大家都觉得舒服,
and brother,
good presence.
Brother Darby has a translation is that he has a good presence.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个叫做 likable personality。
And that's a likable personality.
他带到带着一个神同在的气氛，就是平安、喜乐、安息带给别人。
He brings in the presence of the Lord, which is peace, joy, and also rest.
所以扫罗嫉妒人的时候，这个有恶魔来的时候，你看哈，大卫一弹琴，扫罗就舒服。
So when Saul is in his jealousy and he has the evil spirit upon him, but as soon as David plays, then Saul is okay.
你我有没有碰过这样的弟兄姊妹？
Have we met this kind of brothers?
我印象中好多啊。
There are so many.
有一次我到一个陌生的地方去服侍。
Once I went to
a 坐火车去的。
Unfamiliar place by train.
就下车的时候，从来没有见过的一个弟兄来接我。那天我一碰到他，我就觉得我回家了，不一点胆怯啊，这个紧张啊，压力都没有。
And then a brother came to pick me up from the train. As soon as I saw him, I felt as if I'm home and I have no fear.
啊，不是那种冷冷冰冰的，啊，很客气，很礼貌的。
This brother is not being cold nor just being polite.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫啊，我很稀奇啊，这五年。这那么长时间在旷野牧羊，他怎么变成那么高贵的一个人？
I'm so amazed for 5 years of David in shepherding the sheep in wilderness. How can he become such an honorable person?
为什么会呢？因为他蒙爱，神在他身上做工。
Because he's beloved and God worked on him.
第六个点，耶和华与他同在。
And the sixth point, the Lord is with him.
这显出他遇见困难的时候，神是他的帮助，神是他的扶持，神是他的保守。
So it shows that when he faced difficulties, God's his help is the one who lifts him up and Lord protects him.
就是这个少年人推荐这个大卫给扫罗的时候，大卫仍然在旷野牧羊，他已经受过膏了。
So even when this young man introduced to Saul about David, actually David was already being anointed, but David was still shepherding the sheep in wilderness.
所以他守住他自己的托付和岗位。
So he has kept his entrustment and his position.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都有我们今天做人的岗位，对不对？
Each one of us have our position to fill.
在家里你是什么身份，你要守住。
So you have to keep your position at home.
在工作上你是什么身份，要守住。
And also keep your position in work.
在教会中我们是肢体，我们是什么功用，我们要守住，不要超过那个。
And in church, what is our function in church? We are being members. We should not pass that.
也不要退缩，不肯尽功用。
We should not also draw back and not serve our function.
他习惯于这种生活。
And he's very used to this kind of life.
我们可以讲他是一个很踏实的、很实在的人。
He's someone very down to the earth.
Down to earth person.
He's a very down to earth person.
我在年幼的时候。有一位年长弟兄啊，常常提醒，每次见到面，他说你要做个实在的人。
So when I was young, the elderly brother always remind me that you should be someone who's down to earth.
我开玩笑，我说我称你做三实弟兄，要诚实，要踏实，要实在。
So this brother always remind me about have to be honest, have to be down to earth.
还有 be solid,
be solid,
be firm,
be firm.、
弟兄姊妹们，今天在我们的身上，这些都是神给我们的操练。
And all those on us are the exercise from God.
若是我们肯操练，到了时候，那功用自然显出来。
If we are willing to be exercised, then at the right time, the function will be revealed.
在人生中，我们不需要去抢什么去抓。
In life, we do not need to grab anything.
不需要去争取。
And we do not have to compete for anything.
争取是世人的事情。
The competition are the earthly man.
神的儿女们活在神的面前。
And God's children live before God.
所以大卫被介绍到扫罗面前，他就势力做仆人。
So when David is being introduced before Saul, that he set his heart to be a servant.
我们英文讲，他成为一个能够被信托的人 ，accountable person。
So he's become an accountable person.
而且大这个扫罗看见他，令扫罗喜爱 acceptable person.
And when Saul saw David, that David is acceptable before Saul.
所以他能帮助扫罗啊，叫他心情畅快。
So he's able to help Saul to feel well.
有的人啊，没有操练了，不知不觉就把恶魔带给别人。
For someone not exercised, then without realizing, he brings the evil spirit to other people.
以前有一个老弟兄啊，他原来是军人，所以脾气很大。
An elderly brother before that, he was in serving army, so he was bad-tempered. So after he believed the Lord, he often prayed to ask Lord help him.
但是还是没办法，要发脾气还是发了。But
he still could not control his temper.
但是他发完脾气，他有一个话，他说刚才魔鬼又来了一趟。
But after he had his temper, he asked Lord to forgive him, say the evil spirit came again.
但是若是我们肯有生命的操练,
but if we have this exercise in life,
我们只要一弹琴,
as soon as we play,
恶魔就出去了,
then the evil spirit is cast out.
神的家, 人里面就舒畅了,
and the house of God and in people, we feel refreshed.
愿主用他的话祝福他的教会。
May the Lord use His words to bless His church.
还没有，我已经结束了，可以祷告了。好，我请弟兄姊妹祷告，好吧？我们已经讲很久的话。
So, brothers and sisters, please feel free to pray.